You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Biggie on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. This show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and I do have a friend in Ellen Little.
You do have a friend in Ellen Little. It's so good to be with you again, Sita.
Thanks, and we have a great guest today in studio. Her name is Jenny Battig. And Jenny is an engineer, a public speaker, a certified interpersonal hypnotherapist, and she's also a coach. And she's here to talk to us today about something near and dear to her heart, Earth Day.
That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you, Sita. I love being here with you guys.
Thank you. And we have Pastor Paul, who's running the board for us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yes. You know what? One of the fun things about our show is that it's fun, it's unscripted, very educational, and we give out great information. And I was telling Ellen that a woman saw one of my Facebook posts and sent me $100 towards our show, just because. She said, oh, you're so positive every day when you wake up, and we want to support your show. And I think the post she's referring to that she thought was so positive, I had written a post about compassion being the key to life. That
I remember that one.
Yeah, everything falls into place if you can care about what's happening in your community, in your neighborhood, in the world, the country you were born in, like I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. And I think if you can show people that you have what it takes to be tolerant and have love in your heart and be peaceful. And a big thing is also forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people talk about forgiveness, but they don't really forgive. Right.
That's right.
And
or they don't know how to forgive, and that's a big part of it too. They just, you know, they don't have it within them to forgive.
Right.
And it's a learned sport.
Right. And I try to live my life according to what I believe. And so I think I'd written something about you know, people not speaking to their own relatives, and so many. Yeah, you know me. I could talk to the wall, and the wall would talk back to me. Right. So, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. I run into these people sometimes. Like, I'll be walking, minding my own business at the gym, and somebody will say, so what's your show about today? And I'll say something. And then somebody on the other side will overhear what I'm saying, and they'll say, well, I think so and so. And I encourage people to speak with me or to me or whatever, not at me. And so sometimes I get into trouble. I had one lady that got into a shouting match once. Went after elections because she supported President Trump, and she says, and I know you didn't. I said, well, but I do believe he is the president, and we have to give him respect.
Right.
That's democracy. Whoever wins, you have to respect them. So she did respect me for that.
But that's the tolerance part, right?
Yes.
To be able to agree to disagree, to be able to have different views and still like each other. I mean, just because we have different perspectives on things doesn't necessarily mean that I don't like you as a person.
Right. And I think people have to learn to do that, agree to disagree. Because I ran into someone who is not speaking to their sister because the sister and her support two different political parties. And that's wrong. You should be able to sit down with your own family and have a discussion and not end in hate.
Right.
I mean, hate is pretty tough. Why do you hate somebody? In order to hate somebody, they have to do something pretty bad to you. Are you fearful of that person? You know, it's like I was saying to somebody.
Well, if there's hate, though, you can't have forgiveness.
I guess so.
You know, that's the part. I think that's the big definer.
I think they're just scared. I think people hate each other because they're fearful.
Yeah.
And I think once you conquer that fear, like, for example, I noticed the difference when I told you, somebody told me they like when my hair is down versus when it's up, right? Mm-hmm. And so people have these preconceived notions about people.
Yep.
What are they, black? Are they white? Are they Indian? Are they Muslim, Christian, whatever it is? And they carry this with them to their jobs. They take their biases with them everywhere they go. And I run into people all the time. And so I was watching the news this morning and I thought, okay, so in 1 month I've run into someone who is not speaking to their family members because of politics. I ran into a good friend of ours, Ellen, that I'll have to tell you who she is, but her husband was mistreated at the hospital. I ran into 50 people while collecting petitions that just don't vote. God knows, if I tell you the kind of excuses they gave me for not voting, I should probably write a book of those. Actually, I was thinking about that. And then I ran into someone, a gentleman, who has 3 children, proudly tells me about them, but he's not working. And he wants a fourth. And I'm like, well, how do you get to have 3 and 4 children and you don't even have a full-time job? And he says, well, that's what the government's for. And I'm like, no, you just lost me. No, it's not. It's not for that, right? And so, and then I run into all these people while talking to them. And so they really give me good ideas for the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because that right there that I told you, that's 5 shows in the making right there.
Amen. Yes,
right?
It is.
So anyways.
And you can leave the screamers at home, by the way.
Yeah.
The ones that don't play nice with others in the sandbox, you leave them at home.
That's right. So our friends who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends this morning on WWBC AM 1510, Jenny Bessig is here. And we're going to talk about Earth Day. Jenny coordinated the first Earth Day Expo in Melbourne last year, and Ellen and I were part of that, and it was awesome. We promised that this year we would try to spread the word and see if we could get more people to attend and protect the Earth, because you know, everyone at one point, all of us is going to be leaving this planet. And either we're going to be cremated and our ashes are going to be scattered, or some people are going to be in a pod. I heard some people are going to be in pods sent up in space, or some people, like my dear beloved mother, is going to be buried in the earth. Mm-hmm. So as keepers of the earth, it is our job to make sure that we maintain it, take care of it, and protect it. So Jenny is here to tell us a little bit about herself and about why she got involved with the Unity of Melbourne Church to promote Earth Day. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I have been sort of a green person for a while now. Recycling has been something I've been interested in since it first sort of became available, because I started to realize, even if you just drive down 95 and see some of those big trash dumps that keep growing and growing, it's like that's the largest point on the whole state of Florida, probably is at the top of some of those dumps. And I thought, where does it go when we run out of space? I mean, it's not, how high can we let it get, and how nasty can it get with everything that's being thrown in there, and it's seeping back into the earth and stuff like that. So, you know, I've been motivated to become more environmentally friendly for many, many years now, and I just started going to Unity of Melbourne, I believe, 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, and it wasn't too long after that, about a year in, they asked me to be involved in their program, or their campaign, really, to go into a new building. They were on Trimble Road when I first went there. It was a 4,000 square foot building, kind of hard to find. But then they had visions of being bigger in the community.
Expanding,
and, yeah. Mm-hmm. They wanted to be a bigger presence, not only physically, but just representing the community interests and reaching out to the community in more ways. So I got involved in that program, and from there got onto the Board of Trustees. And I've been on it ever since, actually. And I know that part of our teachings at Unity is that we are all part of the same energy. You know, everything around us is energy.
Well, you get back what you put out, right?
Right, right.
And one of the things I noticed last day with Earth Expo, when we came, you guys, we talked about solar energy, and mm-hmm. we had a lot of eco exhibits, natural health options, pet care, and more. And you also had a drum circle. You had meditation. You all included everyone.
Right.
Right?
Right, absolutely. Unity is a very inclusive spiritual community. When you think about some of the authors like Wayne Dyer or Deepak Chopra or Michael Bernard Beckwith, Marianne Williamson, I could go on and on. All those are what you might call new thought authors. And so the types of things that they are talking about in their books, if that connects with you, that's sort of how I figured out that Unity connected with me. Is sometimes we even do a whole series of talks on those books, those types of books.
Right.
So that it's not limited to any one particular writing or whatever. It's there are many ways of interpreting, you know, how we interact with each other and get along with each other and our environment. So Earth Day seemed like a logical thing for us to really reach out and have that be one of our big community involvement type of events.
Well, it's all about education and awareness, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And so for our friends who are tuning in this morning to AM 1510 WWBC, and some are on our sister station, the FM 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7, we're speaking with our good friend Jenny Battig, and she's on the board of Unity of Melbourne. And Unity of Melbourne is a positive path to spiritual living. It is a Christian denomination church, but they and they take everybody in. Anybody
right.
who wants to come in and learn and be part of what they're teaching, they're welcome.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I know I've been there a couple of times, and I felt very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So where exactly now is Unity of Melbourne?
So now that we're in our new facility, we're right on US 1 in Melbourne. And it's just south of Lake Washington Road. So the address is 2401 North US North Harbor City Boulevard. It's also US 1 in Melbourne, 32935. But it used to be Everest University. It's the big white building on the right as you're going north, just before Lake Washington Road.
How did you guys get so lucky? Because the parking there is phenomenal. I'm like, I've been in there with the Brevard Progressives, used mm-hmm. it for a couple of meetings, and I'm like, wow, this place has a lot of parking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in the back too.
Yeah,
like on the Riverside. Yeah, it's nice.
What a nice building!
Yes.
And you guys are truly blessed, because mm-hmm. that's one of the things that people, you can't find parking. You have to park on the side of the road and in the bushes and here and there and everywhere. But mm-hmm. that place, you don't have to do that. And I think for the festival, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later on in the show, people are going to be pleasantly surprised. And a lot of rooms, mm-hmm. the outside doesn't do the inside justice.
Right.
So I think that's you guys are probably going to have to do a facelift later on.
Yeah. Well, we've already done one major facelift.
Yeah.
To create our sanctuary.
Yes.
The place that we have our sanctuary now used to be the whole administrative wing, basically, for Everest University. So we had to clear out several walls to make a big space for our sanctuary. We seat around 150 people in there now for our two services on Sundays at 9:30 and 11. And then the other side of the building, the middle part is, we have a library / bookstore. And really, it's probably the largest metaphysical library in the county, because we have a whole wall full of metaphysical books that people can just come in and
donate.
Check out.
I'll check it, yeah.
Yeah, they can donate, but we're pretty full as it is.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, it's a lending library, basically. So you take it as long as you need it, bring it back, and return it so someone else can enjoy it.
So what kind of, so tell our listening audience a little bit about the festival last year and what feedback you got from last year's Earth Day Expo.
Yeah, so our very first expo, we weren't sure exactly what to expect in terms of who would be coming, how many. So it was a little hard to prepare for, like, how much do we have of food vendors? How many things do we have going on? So we ended up using the sanctuary, and we had live music in the sanctuary. We had some vendors out front so that people could see them along US 1. And then we had some vendors in one of the classrooms that we have in the south side of the building. Then we used some of the other classrooms that were available for speaking, for presentations. And what we got as feedback was, we had so many different good presentations, people were actually a little frustrated or disappointed that they couldn't get to all of them, because there were three different ones going on at the same time. And, oh, wait, I want to hear that one, too. And, oh, I really want to hear that one.
Too many things at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as much as we really wanted to make it about educating and bringing as much information as we could to the community, we realized that we kind of overshot the goal, and we have to sort of scale that back. So what we're doing this year is we're moving all the presentations into the sanctuary so that it's only one presentation at a time, and if that's what you're coming to do, is really get a lot of new information, that's the main area that you'll hang out.
No, Ellen and I have always talked about this. I mean, feedback, getting feedback, mm-hmm. whether it's a festival, whether it's a show, mm-hmm. whether it's an article we wrote, whether it's a presentation we gave, the feedback from the audience is so important, and it's nice that you guys are taking the time to listen.
Right.
Yes. And I was the opening act, I believe, for music last year, and it was such a great... Just everybody just seemed to be working together, knowing that it was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they did a fantastic job of funneling people to the different events and to the different activities that were available.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other part of it was, too, is I was thinking there's got to be more people that are concerned about
right.
The earth. What we're doing.
Well, yes. I think that's where we come in handy on Viewpoint with Stephen and Friends to help spread the message that they're coming. And we're going to Earth Day. All of us are going.
Yeah.
And they're doing what they have to do. But what I thought and my feedback was, I know that the food was good because I did try the food. And there were a lot of booths. People were selling plants and things. Mm-hmm. And that was nice. But I thought there are people that love the earth, but they do eat chicken and fish and meat, right? So I was thinking maybe they can add on a food truck or another vendor with some food. Because just because you, I mean, you know, my husband's a vegetarian and my sister and a whole bunch of people in my family, but I still eat a little chicken and fish. And I wouldn't mind having like a fish taco or a chicken burrito or something at an Earth Day festival. So are you guys going to include other foods and vendors?
Most likely, yes. We're still working on getting the food vendors committed. We already know we do have Taste of India again, which I know you love.
You should have just seen it. See his head whip around.
Yeah, yes. I wanted to make sure we confirmed that before I came on the show so that I could announce that for you. We're also talking to Gyros and More, or Gyros, however you want to say it.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it.
Gyro.
Gyro?
Gyro.
I used to call it Gyro. Gyro. It's just weird.
Right. But we're having them too.
Yes.
Whatever,
yes.
However you pronounce it.
Right. However you pronounce really good. They'll take your money either way.
Yes.
And you also, what about drinks? Because last year you had water, no alcoholic beverages, I would think.
Right. Yeah. The event's just during the day. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We did extend it an hour because we still want to make it very informative. And with having all the presentations just in one spot, we wanted to give it another hour so that we could fit more in. So 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, April 21st. And yeah, like I said, we're still working together some of the details of exactly what we're going to have available. I know we're going to have a vegan cooking demonstration, and we're going to have like a sound healing demonstration, most likely Qigong, maybe some capoeira, you know, other kinds of activities that are very connected with the earth. We're expecting to have a hydroponic station there this time and someone that can educate
on
that.
I'm so happy that somebody is looking out for the earth because, you know, the earth sustains and feeds us, right?
Yeah.
And I remember as a little child growing up, and I guess you guys too, I'm not sure in the United States if you had the same type of foods and stuff, but, you know, my parents, when we were short of something to cook because we didn't have the kind of money that other people had to go to the fancy grocery stores, you know, we had to go to the open air markets and we had to depend on the kindness of strangers at times. But at the riverbanks, you would see you know, spinach growing that no one actually watered that spinach. It's called dasheen. It has a root to it, and then it sprouts. And you can go there and you could cut as many as you want and come home and cook it with a little salt and pepper and oil and garlic and onion, and you've got a meal with some bread. And nowadays, it's kind of sad in a way that this generation have lost the zest for what's going on with the earth. Everybody wants instant gratification, whether it's from a pill or whether it's from something that they're watching on TV or an immediate knee-jerk response to something.
Right.
So I think it's good that we're bringing people back to the center of where it all began, the earth. You know, so why the Unity of Melbourne? Why focus on Earth Day? Because there's so many other causes. So is it because of the spiritual part of it, or what caused? What was that draw that you said this is what we're going to focus on?
Well, we just recently kind of revamped or revisited our mission and our vision, and the vision that we came up with involves being consciously aware of ourselves. So our vision is, as one, we celebrate a spiritually awakened world, and our mission is inspiring spiritual growth through conscious living. And that's really what ties into being conscious of our environment, of the earth that we share and the animals, the creatures that we share it with.
Yes.
So that's part of why we, even though it's Earth Day, we bring in people that can have compassionate ways of taking care of pets.
So you respect animals, pets, and people.
Right.
And besides having Earth Day, how else do you plan to accomplish this goal for your mission?
Well, even as a church, we recently signed an Earth Care Covenant. And that's something that Unity churches around the country are starting to do. So it's something that we as a board at Unity of Melbourne had decided that it's going to be important for us over this next year and beyond, of course. We're just starting it to try to be as earth-friendly and green and environmentally friendly as we can as a church. were looking at things in our building and what we can do differently. We had put up tinting on the windows to reduce the heat that comes in so that we can save money on the air conditioning, not just for saving money, but saving the use of the energy. We're starting to replace some of the lighting around the building with LED lighting instead of the traditional lighting. So we're taking steps to try to become more and more, like I said, environmentally friendly and consciously aware of and respecting our environment.
Well, what are some of the things that parents could be teaching their children at home to help them to become more aware of our earth?
Well,
besides recycling, we always hear recycle.
Right.
But I know there's other things like turning the lights off and,
yeah, and absolutely,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, and one of the things that we're hoping to get set up as an interactive activity at Earth Day this year is to make your own rain barrel, or at a minimum to show people how to make rain barrels. We're looking to get the supplies donated or get them, you know, pretty free.
I'm laughing because Sita spent, she donated to get her rain barrel. Yeah. So she'd probably like to learn how to make one for free or close to
you
free.
Know, you know what's weird? Yeah. It's like,
because Ahmed loves it, right? Dr. B?
Yeah.
Doesn't he love the rain barrel?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for my friends on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends this morning, we're speaking with Jenny Battig, and Jenny is our friend who is on, she's one of the board members on the Unity of Melbourne Church, which is a church that is a Christian denomination, but they take everybody in. It's just a positive path to learning all about life and liberty and whatever is going on right here in Melbourne, Florida, and around the world. They have people from all over.
Mm-hmm.
But Jenny's also a certified interpersonal hypnotherapist, a speaker, and a coach, and she's helped hundreds of clients overcome unwanted behaviors and break through their subconscious barriers that have held them back from reaching their true potential. I love saying that because it's so true. You've helped us too, mm-hmm, on our show. So one of the things that Unity of Melbourne is doing on April 21st, they're having an Earth Day Expo, and it starts at 10 a.m., right, until 4?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lots of parking. It's very safe. There will be food and lots of vendors. So what type of vendors are there, and what type of products and services are represented?
Well, that's still coming in, too. We still have a little over a month till we get there. So we're still looking for people who have natural or organic even, or environmentally friendly products. We're hoping to get a lawn care service there that uses natural products in their, you know, pesticides and things like that. We've made some contacts with people and just haven't gotten the confirmation back yet. But we know we're going to have some natural health type people there. We know we're going to have some, like I said, pet friendly people. We may even have some organizations that would have pets available for adoption show up. I'm not sure yet. And I know we're going to have several speakers on the lagoon. That's a big thing that's come up lately around here because we got that report card back and we're not doing well with our lagoon.
It's brown.
Yeah.
The report card is brown. I mean, yes. It's, I looked at it, on the newspaper, there was a picture of it, and I'm like, how's that possible that after all this time and all the effort and energy that has gone into the lagoon, it's now still, people are just not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's us, it's human beings that are doing it. We're not changing our behaviors.
Right.
I went paddleboarding recently and made the mistake of getting off the board and stepping on the, what I call black mayonnaise at the bottom of the... And it just totally gross, like to the point that I love the water. I have kayaks, I've got paddle boards, I got surfboards, and I'm going to take my chances with the hammerhead sharks out in the, because the lagoon is just too,
yeah,
it's still just not in great shape. And you're afraid of getting sick, you know, that's right. The unfortunate part that keeps you away from it, which
it
is
does.
Not good.
Well,
I just wanted to mention one thing as I was looking up Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
There, I wanted to encourage anybody who's thinking about coming and participating in Unity's Earth Day, certainly to look up earthday.org. There's great ideas about how you can make changes in your own family.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I thought was cool, and it might be happening around the planet on April 21st, but that we shut things down for an hour, right?
Like
from
unplug,
8 to 9.
Yeah, unplug your electrical
everything
appliances.
In the house,
yes.
You do candles, no technology, no nothing. And then they give you a whole, even on this
no
Earth
technology,
Day,
stop.
For an hour, Sita, you can make it. Take a nap.
There you go.
Yeah.
Meditate.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
You know what? I was just going to say, you know, we used to think that we were so backward, right, when we were children. But my mom and dad actually lived everything you just said. I mean, we didn't have air conditioning in our houses. Yeah. We depended on fresh air, and my mother believed in opening the windows and letting the fresh air in. We believed in washing our clothes with a scrubbing board and hanging them out to dry in the sunlight, in the sunshine. We did not have any processed foods. Everything we had was fresh from a garden or from a plant. And so we recycled the water. When she washed the clothing, that water went to wash the yard. If it didn't have any soap in it, it went to water plants. When she cooked rice, when she drained it, she put a little sugar in there and we drank that. My mom was the queen of recycling way before recycling became cool. And the other thing was what she did with the coconut. We broke the coconut open. We drank the water. We ate the jelly. She used the fiber to make mattresses. She used the leaves to make a broom. She used the husk to make a plate or a cup or a bowl or whatever they can do. And so when you think about Earth, when I think about Earth Day, I think about my parents. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we always thought that they were backward, but they weren't. They were the pioneers of Earth Day, if you think about it, right?
That's right. Yeah,
you
know? That's right. Exactly.
They were the original people.
And now
locally, but Americans live like that, too.
Right.
I read a book once about the Americans in the 1800s, and they lived like that as well. And they would kill an animal, but they also used the skin for the winter.
They used all the parts.
They used every, yep. That's right. They used every part of it. And of course, we didn't kill animals because we were Hindus.
Right.
But I can see the relationship that people would develop with animals and the earth when you have to survive. It's survival.
Well, and it's encouraging now that we've got some cities that are actually doing sustainability projects, like Satellite Beach. And even in Palm Bay, they have a few community gardens. They're not real public, but certainly there are community gardens that people can participate in. So, you know, I can see the tide changing a little bit, but unfortunately we just have so much further to go. And everybody has to do their part, just like your household, Jenny.
Yep.
You decided that you were going to recycle. And I think 2018, if I read, most everything has been the plastic pollution kind of concept.
Well, I looked around in my own home. Yeah. And if you look around in your own home and see how many products you have that you're using that's made of oil and plastic, it is crazy. I'm telling you, even I've become to where I am watching everything in the house because of Dr. Begee, of course. He watches everything. Everything has to be recycled, or you can't use paper products in the house anymore. He wants us to actually wash dishes if we could, which is actually better for the environment.
Right.
Because, you know, when you have a party, if you look at the recyclable bins that your neighbors and even we put out, It's a lot of recyclables in there that is filling up our dumps and making the environment just horrible.
Yeah.
So those are
even restaurants too, just so you know, are stopping with the straws, trying not to give out straws unless you ask. So go to those restaurants, support those restaurants that are doing the right thing with their takeout boxes and with the straws and all of those things. It's amazing what one little thing can do. So we're going to take a quick break, Zita. Is that okay, Jenny? Is that okay?
Sure.
We're just going to hear from a few of our sponsors, but we'll be right back with Jenny Battig and Unity of Melbourne and Earth Day.
Portions of Viewpoint with Zita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Zita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters and founder of Simply Zita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Portions of Zita and Friends is brought to you by Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store inside the Merritt Square Mall at the Sears Wing. Save big on furniture working with a flexible family-owned store with all the brands you love, from Ashley, Serta, Coaster, and so and more. Brand new, warranties as well, and delivery and haulaway available at a fraction of the cost of most stores and delivered in 7 to 10 days. Free, no credit checking and financing, and free interior design. The owner, Scott Palmer, has been in the mattress and furniture business for over 30 years, and Cloud 9 has been serving Central Florida for 7 years now. Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store, available at 321-459-2473. Again, call them 321-459-2473 or visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MedFast, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MedFast Urgent Care opens 7 days a week with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With 3 locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 99.9, FM 94.7, FM 100.7. And we are very grateful today to have our good friend Jenny Batig, who's here with us. Jenny is with the Unity of Melbourne Church, which is a Christian denominational church, but she's here to talk to everyone about how to attend a church and learn a little bit about spirituality and positivity. She also is an interpersonal hypnotherapist, a speaker, and a coach, and she helps so many people to overcome what we were talking about earlier, obstacles in their mind.
That's right.
You know, and that's what it is. I was on Facebook this morning, and I was watching, reading about the breach that they've had, where so many people had their personal information given to the political campaigns. Mm. And I was like, well, when you're on Facebook, you should put what you want people to know.
Right.
You shouldn't go on there and put like your bank information, mm-hmm. and what where you're going and trips and this and that. You should do it, but when you come back, right?
Right.
And so,
only with good pictures.
Yeah,
right.
just put pictures like I do, because the pictures tell a story. But the thing is, I also read a lot about hate,
mm-hmm.
and then CNN, of course, was on, and I was hearing about the church in Austin, Texas, where I think a lot of people, there was a few explosions. And people are very down in the dumps because a couple of the mosques had people that were injured. Mm-hmm. People were just walking by and something happened. And I thought to myself, you know, there's just such a dark cloud hanging over a few people. And it starts in their childhood, in their environment, in their minds as to, I mean, who would be that kind of a person to infiltrate the mind of children and teach them about hate? And to hate other people because of their color of the skin or their religion or whatever it is. And these children grow up to be adults who continue to hate. And that's where a person like Jenny comes in handy to, you know, whatever it is, she will hypnotize you to see what it is that's causing you to be so, you know, spiteful,
help
hateful.
Help you discover.
You know, yeah. Something that's blocking you. There's some obstruction in your mind someplace that you're not standing up to your own potential. So would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about what you do with your business?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. You know, one of the things that's wonderful about hypnotherapy is that it's just tapping into the subconscious mind. That's really where all the power lies. Any hypnotherapist or regular therapist you would go to, the power isn't really within them. The power is within us. So it's about unleashing that power, kind of uncovering the truth of who we really are. And we really are all, when you boil it down, you know, if you look at young children that haven't yet had that kind of programming to hate, young children love, you know, it's kind of all they know. And it's always an outside influence that somehow teaches that negative thinking.
The environment. You are the environment. And I always say that we sometimes think that people don't bring their bias to jobs or place of work, place of worship, whatever, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't know you're doing it,
right.
but there's some action or some word or some thought that goes into what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it. Because right. I've seen the difference, and I'm not joking, Ellen. I've seen the difference when I've had my hair up in a bun
mm-hmm.
and when I have it down.
Yeah.
And I don't think it makes such a difference, but to some people, it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just saying, whatever it is out there that's causing people in Austin, Texas, to go out and bomb a mosque or to hate other people, not everyone is evil. Not everyone is a terrorist. Not everyone is bad.
Right.
Some people, all they want to do is just be loved and appreciated at
exactly.
the end of the day. I think everybody does. Yep. At the end of every God-given day, people want to be loved and appreciated and forgiven, and just people just want to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to die a natural death. Don't take them out.
Right.
You know, and that goes with what happened in Parkland as well, with all those mm-hmm. children who were killed before their time.
Yes.
I mean, we're all programmed to raise our children, raise our families, and then people die a natural death.
Mm-hmm.
People are not programmed to kill someone.
Right.
Right? So that's kind of, you know, it's the acts of, it's just despicable, the acts
right.
of a few that makes it difficult for other people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, one of the things that I use actually with my clients, even in the very first session, is a technique or a tool that I got from the Centers for Nonviolent Communication. And what they did was they pulled together groups of words, emotion words for the most part, but also needs, you know, unmet needs. And what they found was if we can identify or acknowledge what feelings we're experiencing and what needs aren't being met, then even by acknowledging them, we've started to sort of take away the energy behind them. So it's kind of like, you know, when you see a kid in class maybe trying to get the teacher's attention to ask a question. At first, they just calmly raise their hand, and then the teacher doesn't call on them.
And so they
have to wave, and then they have to throw something, and they have to bang on the desk. And so our feelings can kind of be that way. They can be like that kid in the classroom that's just not getting acknowledged, and they keep creating these ugly behaviors until we realize that that's what's going on.
Most parents at some point in our life were like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I gave my children the undivided attention that they wanted certain times.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, you're trying to work 40 hours a week and get your benefits
mm-hmm.
and not get them taken away like Andrew McCabe.
See, you knew it was coming.
Oh, my God. You know what? I swear to you, I don't even know this FBI guy, right? Andrew McCabe. And then I read about how he lost his benefits for 21 years of working
with the FBI. All right, I owe you $20,
Jenny. And I was so sad for this guy. I'm like, I know people that have done worse and they've kept their benefits,
mm-hmm.
their pensions. Because, you know, I retired. And then when I started paying for health insurance, $800 a month, writing a check, yeah. I went right back to work. I mean, people want jobs with benefits. And when you work 21 years with the FBI and somebody just take away your benefits 2 days before you retire,
all right, go back to your
hurtful.
Kids not getting attention.
That's hurtful. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like one of your kids.
I'm just saying, the kids, I wanted my jobs with benefits. And so I told my children I have to work every other weekend. And every other weekend working as a nurse meant you can't be there for swim meets.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be there for track. You can't be there for tennis. So it depends on the goodness of your friends and relatives and families and somebody you can hire to drive them around. And so, and up to now, I still hear about it.
Right.
I mean, it is in the subconscious mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the children won't let it rest. Well, you were never there because you put your job first. Well, I wanted my benefits.
Mm-hmm. To help you, right?
Right.
And
and
that
to
was
help
why
them.
You're doing
they
it,
needed
right?
the health insurance too. And they
yes.
needed the pension plan. Like,
I just didn't know it.
I am so sad for him. I'm going to have to send him a letter and tell him to come to Melbourne, Florida, and
right,
I will make him some curry chicken and rice. I will. I will do that. But anyways, for my friends on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we want to just remind everybody why Jenny came on the show today. And we're talking
about Andrew McCabe.
Right. She did. We're talking, you know, I'm going to come to Earth Day and I might just bring a sign that says I feel sorry for him. So Earth Day is on April 21st.
Right.
It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so is the event going to be held inside or outside?
There will be some events inside and we'll have some things outside. So as I mentioned earlier, all of our presentations, so our speakers will be in the sanctuary, which is in the north side of the building, the main entrance, and we'll have some exhibits and tables outside, out front. We will probably have some food vendors out in the back in the courtyard behind our hospitality area, and we will have more vendors set up in some of the classrooms where last year we had some of the presentations going on. We'll have more vendors in those classrooms this year, probably at least three classrooms worth of vendors. So that's, you know, 25 or so vendors inside. We'll have some outside. Like, for example, last year we had someone there with a Tesla car. And we're expecting, we haven't confirmed yet,
probably,
but we're expecting
my friend Jordan, Jordan Thompson.
I
probably
can't remember.
Was it yellow?
I think it was black.
Okay. So the event, from all that you're saying, the event is going to be kid friendly and pet friendly. Yeah. So you can bring your pets.
We actually have some of our congregants at Unity bring their small dogs to some of the events that we have there. Yeah, we wouldn't kick them out as long as they're, you know, going to behave themselves and things like that. And we, like I said, we might actually find a local pet rescue place to bring in some animals, and that would probably be outside somewhere. But we're going to have a farmer's market that will be out front. We're going to have, like I mentioned earlier, the hydroponics information will be out front.
So I'll have to remember to tell all my friends not to shop the day before the Earth Day Expo.
Right.
Because if you need tomatoes, mm-hmm. and you need eggplant and you need mangoes,
right.
and you need cucumbers and
right. lettuce,
lettuce and
kale,
fresh,
all
just,
kinds
just,
of, yeah.
you could save your money and just go to the expo.
Right.
Right. And just participate in helping out the Earth Day, that Unity of Melbourne is putting on. So if somebody wanted to get more information, there has to be a website or a place that they can get information.
That's
so
where
do we go?
Of course. Well, it is a Facebook event. So if you search on Earth Day Expo on Facebook, you should find it. Or if you look at Unity of Melbourne's Facebook page, it's one of the events that we have on that Facebook page. You could also go to unityofmelbourne.com, and there's a link on the homepage that will take you to the page. Or if you could go directly to unityofmelbourne.com/Earth-Day-Expo.
And I just want to tell our listeners, some of the products and services offered there are going to be things like natural healthcare options, animal care, eco-friendly cleaning, and more. And so tell me, did you guys partner with any local businesses for the Earth Day Expo?
We do this year have some actual local sponsors that are helping us promote the show or the expo. We have doTERRA Essential Oils is one of our sponsors this year. No Worries Natural Medicine. And Julie Jackie is a coach and EFT practitioner. She's another person that can help people that are kind of dealing with that underlying hate or feelings of disappointment and depression or things like that. So we really got a lot of good support from our natural health community to help promote this Earth Day Expo this year.
It's almost like you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you feel, and you are what you rub on your skin, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you know, when we were little, we didn't have, like I say, we never bought anything in the stores, very rare. And the coconut oil, my mother and my grandmother would oil the children in the night. They called it, I'll give the child an oil, but it really was a massage.
Mm.
So they would start at the head, and they would rub from the neck all the way to the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and then they would go up and down in these movements. And then they would rub the feet and the legs, and then they would flip the baby over and rub the two legs and the arms. And then they would do like little motions, range of motion exercises, which of course now in nursing, we do it with the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do these exercises with the babies. And I guarantee you those babies slept all night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, if we said that to Dr. McGee, he would want me to rub him down all night.
Right.
Like that. But, I mean, we put such emphasis on children, right, mm-hmm. when they're little, but I think toddlers and even preteen, I mean, anyone can do with a good massage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's become popular in the United States and elsewhere, all over the world, to have yoga classes and massage, but, you know, we were doing that way before it became fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my father laying on the floor and having us children walk on his back.
Mm-hmm. I did that too.
Yes, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So the Americans did it too.
Yeah, yeah.
See, so maybe you're Indian. Who knows?
Could be.
Yeah. And I remember they would say to us, just put the oil and rub him down. And so, but a lot of times people who were ill or who had some aches and pains, the next day they woke up and they were fine. So there is something about natural medicine and natural cures. There is, because I lived it and I've seen it.
Yeah.
Right?
And that even ties back into what you were asking me earlier about what can people do to sort of teach their children how to be more respectful of the environment. I think not only in teaching them, but showing them by their own example, using more natural products. So, you know, I've been using essential oils myself for several years now. I can't even tell you the last time I went to the doctor. And I've seen a lot of people, a lot of mothers actually commenting on Facebook about how they've used peppermint to help bring their child's fever down. They've used some other blends to help with allergies, or like lavender, for example, is a good antihistamine. It's a natural antihistamine. So in addition to it just being calming and relaxing, it can actually help avoid some allergies, and especially with the pine pollen the way it is
right now.
Lavender is a really good thing to have around. But those are just wonderful ways of showing by example and getting the children used to using those natural products.
Right.
I know several kids that ask for lavender, like if they get a mosquito bite or something.
Right.
And it's just, oh, Mom, will you put the lavender on me?
I mean, where did it become so, like, I mean, we've become a nation of just, we want everything to be convenient.
Mm-hmm.
We want a quick fix for everything.
Mm-hmm.
We want, you know, we want technology to give us instantaneous news. Nobody wants to pick up a newspaper anymore and read it. And people want a pill to fix everything, whether it's from headaches to, you know, something going on with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of us stand all day. But I'm telling you, a simple thing as rubbing, is it will help.
Yep.
So how can we encourage more people to just educate yourselves about being aware about your body? Because if you're in pain, your body's telling you something.
Right.
Right? It's telling you something. So maybe we need to slow down. Take a little nap.
Mm-hmm.
Take a walk.
Right.
Watch what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the processed foods, because really you're making the corporations richer while you're getting sicker and weaker and poorer, right?
Right. Yeah, those are really the main criteria I think we have in terms of looking for Earth Day vendors. So we're looking for people who have natural, organic, or environmentally friendly products, whether it's food that you can put in your body or skincare products, like you were mentioning, even the lotion you put on kind of defines what happens with you, caring for animals, all kinds of things, even caring for the environment. A lot of the booths that we expect to have there, and I mentioned a couple of our speakers are going to be talking about the lagoon and the lagoon health, also the mid-reach. I know that's an issue that's been cropping up lately. We're concerned about how things are being taken care of with our ocean beaches. Just different ways of using energy, thinking about how we use plastics, creating sustainable boards so that we can make sure going forward that we're doing the right thing for the earth.
You know what's amazing, Ellen, is that there's so many of our friends. I have a lot of friends that own their own boats and they love to go boating. But if you ask them to attend a meeting about sustainability or eco-friendly products or anything with services to help the environment, they won't. So how do you work so hard to buy a huge boat, a pontoon, a yacht, whatever you have, live on the water, enjoy the luxurious homes that you buy, which you should if you can afford it, but at the same time, you don't really care to attend anything to help the environment?
And I thought
I don't understand people like that, that, you know, money is great. I love making money myself. I enjoy working. I enjoy having it. But at the same time, there comes a time in life when you have to be also socially responsible.
Yes.
You cannot enjoy the lagoon to just be on it, but you don't care what's going on, like you say, with the muck.
Yeah.
And the mayonnaise, the black, what you call the...
Black mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's what you call it, right? But I don't understand. I mean, we have, we both know a lot of people, and I think if more people started thinking about their environment and being more aware of our surroundings, we can do a lot of good. But it's not just only about paying taxes and telling your friends you went on a cruise and you enjoyed it and you're a big show-off and all this vanity. Guess what? You need to worry about what's happening with the waste on that cruise ship.
Yeah.
Because if you're just cruising along and showing off that you have a cabin on the ocean, but you don't care where the waste is ending up or the conditions that the crew is living in, and do they have health insurance and benefits, something is wrong with you. I mean, we are programmed to love each other and care about each other and our environment, and that's why I love what Unity of Melbourne is doing with Earth Day. It's making us think about
our awareness. Well, and I really thought that the fish kill. Remember that last few years ago where it was washing up in back of these million-dollar homes?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, red tide. Yeah, it was like it was that algae bloom, right? Mm-hmm. It was a red tide, kind of an algae bloom.
Yep.
And I thought for sure that would have sparked people into motivating themselves into realizing that what we're doing with the fertilizers and what we're doing with the
St.
John's
Reserve. Well, let's be
honest.
We have a lot of people that say things, but they don't actually do it and act it out. I mean, we have a lot of politicians as well, not just in Florida, but all over the country, that the bottom line is re-election. And who is going to contribute to my campaign so that I can get reelected? Because maybe they don't want to fill out a job application. They just want a job with benefits. Like poor Andrew McCabe. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's two.
So,
$50.
So anyways, but I'm saying is like I know so many people that do go on cruises, that do have lovely homes, that do live underwater, that do have boats, that do have 6 and 7 cars and are very wealthy. But if I say to them, would you like to come to Earth Day and sponsor $100 towards a ticket to a table, because we're teaching children about the environment and services and eco-friendly things, and they would be, well, I'm busy. Well, guess what? Make the time. Just like you're writing a check for a politician to get reelected, write a check to people like Unity of Melbourne who are helping to bring awareness and educate our children and leave the earth, our footprints on this earth, a better earth than we found it. So give us one more time the date and the how they can find information about it.
Yeah, so it'll be Saturday, April 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, Earth Day is actually on the 22nd, but a Sunday event at our church is going to be a little tricky to pull off, so we're going to do it on Saturday. Every year it'll be on a Saturday. The location is at Unity of Melbourne, which is very easy to find on US 1 in Melbourne, just south of Lake Washington. And for more information about what's happening, who the speakers are, what the speaker lineup is, the different exhibits and activities that are going to be coming up as we continue to confirm those, you can go to unityofmelbourne.com/earth-day-expo.
Oh, a question. Is there a charge? Someone just asked me. Is there a charge for the event?
It is a free event for everyone who attends.
So it's a free event to bring awareness to our environment.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can do, make little changes at home help ourselves, or grandchildren, and grandchildren to come. I mean, if my son is listening, I'm sure there will be one coming.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. But and it's open to people from everywhere, from the entire state of Florida.
Absolutely.
Anybody who's
come
listening.
On down.
And I know there's always people who are listening in their cars and they're just visiting Florida. Melbourne is beautiful.
Absolutely.
You can come in and stay at a beautiful hotel, get luxurious hotels in this area, if you'd ask me.
Mm-hmm.
There's Crown Plaza, which I like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my daughter got married there. They're treated as very, very nice. And they've got great massages there as well.
There you go.
They do.
just on a side note.
But just on a side note, you could stay there and just come. Yeah. You know, the thing is, we have a lot of people that do help our show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're one of the ones that's always been very nice to me and my children and you and all our guests that stay there and everything. So we're just saying, if you guys are in the area and you're driving down and you're looking for something to do, you can plan ahead for the 21st of April and come to Earth Day. What else can we tell our listeners that we didn't cover on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends that you want them to know on this fun, unscripted, educational show?
Right. Well, one thing that is nice about our facility there at Unity of Melbourne is we're at a point on US 1 where we have the entire land between US 1 and Pineapple Avenue or Boulevard, whatever it is there. And so right across from Pineapple is the river. So we can actually look out the back windows of Unity, or if you're in the courtyard in back while you're enjoying some of the food that we'll have there, and probably during the drum circle, I think we'll have that in the back courtyard. You can just look over and see the river. That, you know, one of the reasons that we're there.
So it's peaceful. It's a nice, beautiful view. So you can meditate. Yes, you can actually meditate. I mean, it's just beautiful. The drum circle is going to be there how long? Because that's something that I am definitely interested in that.
It'll probably be about a half hour. And I'm thinking it'll be at the end of the day. So as we're kind of closing up, we'll do a drum circle just to honor Mother Earth and really kind of pull things together from an energetic perspective. We haven't gotten the complete schedule laid out yet. It depends on some of the other exhibits that we have coming and demonstrations, things like that. But that was what we did last year, is we did the drum circle at the end of the day. So I'm thinking we'll probably do it again that
way
this year.
Well, I'm definitely going to send some of my Simply Cedar coconut oil for your board members.
Wonderful.
As a gift for you all doing this, because I think all of us, in some little way, we need to help. And, you know, I have this thing that I say, every day when you wake up is a good day. And service to man, service to God is really service to mankind. Whether you're a janitor, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a medical professional, an engineer, whatever it is you do, we're all part of this universe.
That's right.
And we're trying to hold each other up and keep people upright. And we should be here for people when they fall as well, right? I'm not going to say it, Ellen. I know it. I'm not going to talk about that person.
Yeah, because it's just, $25 every time
you
do.
But I'm just saying that. I mean,
to his fund.
I mean, why
fund.
Else are we alive if it's not to be our brother's keeper, but do so not just by words, but by actions? And Earth Day is something that will teach our children about natural remedies and cures and educate them about what's going on around here in Melbourne, the lagoon, and all the places that have eco-friendly atmosphere as well. So what about the schools? Are you guys doing anything to reach out to the schools to so that we can have more school children attend?
We haven't yet, but that's one of the things. The most of the promotion we're doing at this point was to make sure that we got into some of the print advertising that goes out in the beginning of the month. So that's what we're doing. You can find out more. We'll have an article in Spotlight Magazine for April. We're going to be on the cover of that as well. And yeah, there's still plenty of things on our list to do to reach out and let more people know about it.
Any more room for vendors? Let's say someone's listening and they want to come. And how much is it for a table?
$50 for a vendor table. And even for nonprofits that just would be representing different conservation issues or things like that, for nonprofits, it's free.
Yeah, that's even some of the nonprofits that we support, Habitat for Humanity and
Canine Commandos.
They can all, we should.
They would
actually
love that,
Actually, we can send that to them as well. I would.
We're going to help you with this because we've got vendors and ideas that we could help you.
Well,
certainly.
Because, you know, when you're young and you're teens, you're flying. You want to do disco dancing and dress up and meet the boys and this and that, right? Then in your 20s, you have your children. In your 30s, you're flying with jobs with
benefits.
Yes. Right. and in your 40s, you're like, wait a minute, I got to start saving this earth because I'm going to start having grandchildren.
So 10
so
tips.
So at some point, you're going to say, you know what? I have to do what I can to help planet Earth.
That's right.
Whether it is planting a tree, whether it's watering flowers.
So that's two of the 10 tips. There's eight more
lights,
tips. Try and reduce your food waste. Buy local produce or start a garden. Turn all your bills and junk mail into emails. Turn things off when you're not using them. If you see a light on, if you see even like a little red light on, it still means there's electricity going through it. And a big one, stop using paper towels.
Wait a minute. What about Christmas time? All the recyclables that we see on the pavements.
Well, we'll get closer to when we get to Christmas time. We'll do another show on this.
That's a terrible one. I mean, I don't mind getting gifts. I don't mind giving gifts. But I'm telling you, all these big boxes and all the wrappers, when I walk down Lake Washington sometime and I see how many boxes are protruding out of the recyclable bins, it's horrible.
Yep.
So anyways, Earth Day.
April 21st. And we will make sure it's all on our website as well as all of our Facebook pages and CETA. Jenny, it was such a pleasure having you back again. And CETA, next week.
Don't say it.
We're not going to say anything more about benefits.
If you're listening to this, Andrew McCabe, I'm sorry you lost your benefits.
Have a great day, everyone. See you next week.
This is the Christian Voice of Brevard on WWBC 1510 AM.
We bow down and confess you are Lord.